that was our TV those days, because we didn't have any TV. Or, and it was spoken for mostly the young children, but anyone around that area could hear it and appreciate. It wasn't just a story. There's always values in it. Samoa core values were emphasized in the story. For example, if you have something happen next door, and the person, the storyteller, will look at it and say, okay, we need to learn from this. They will tell a whanganga that night about, and, you know, weaving the story around that, so that the kids will either avoid that or use it as example. So basically this year we're looking at imaginary work of fiction. In the last 5 years, people will write in and submit more personal stories, you know, narrative form. So this year we're looking at creativity. We're looking at your imagination, you know, fantasy, whatever it is. It's open.